Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I hope everyone is managing to keep cool. Today the guest is Rezo Squay Giggs, better known as Danielle Watkins. Rezo Squay Giggs has signed with Soulja Boy Records Companies this July 2013. So without further ado, hello Rezo, and welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. Loving the summer right now.
Oh, okay, loving the summer. Okay, all right. Will you tell my listeners a little something about yourself?
Sure, yeah. I'm 20 years old. Birthday's coming up. I'm about to be 21 August 5th, so hoping to be doing some real big parties or something like that. If anybody's in Bakersfield area, we're going to be throwing a party for me on August. I'd be good, but I've been doing music for about actually 9 years now, so it's been a while in the game. I guess my best years have probably been these past four. I've finally been finding out my style and doing the best I can of getting what I want to, which you guys are finally doing more songs like club type or love type, but it's, you know, a little bit of my specialty. But right now, I'm just making sure that we do a lot of promotion, get it out there, straight out of my city, off of Vegas, out to everybody in Bakersfield. But I'm trying to get my music out to, you know, a lot of different areas so people can hear what's going on, and also kind of in the middle of doing collaborations, too.
All right, that's wonderful. All right, that is great. You're a busy man.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you decide to become a hip-hop artist?
I'm sorry, why did I what?
Why did you decide to become a hip hop artist?
I guess when I was growing up, I mean, there was more of basketball, football, all sports stuff. So when I grew up, you had to play sports to be big. And I mean, I was good at sports, don't get me wrong, but I was good at entertainment more, making people laugh or doing something creative. And I've always been good at dancing and rhyming and stuff like that. So it just took off once I figured out that I could have a career in that.
All right. Who in the music industry would you like to work with the most? On perhaps a collaboration.
I mean, I would love to do a collaboration eventually with people like Ludacris. That was one of my favorites when I was growing up. I respect Diddy. I'd like to do a speech with him. You got artists like Chris Brown. That'd be tight. I mean, there's a lot of artists out there that I would love to work with, especially some of the up Kendrick and Wiz Khalifa is already out there and stuff like that. So those would be some cool features to do.
Okay. So out of those artists, which artist has influenced you the most as a hip-hop artist?
I would say more of Ludacris has influenced me as a hip-hop artist just because he's, like, a different style. I mean, I know Ludacris isn't super out there right now, but when he was at his, you know, his highest moment, I mean, he would tell you the reals, the fakes, the, you know, the, and of course he would be serious about it. And then as far as Tammy taught me a lot of the fight, so I studied Ludacris a lot back then.
All right. You're only 20 years old, but this may be a strange question for 20 because you're so young, but where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Honestly, in 5 years, I'm planning to have my career kind of like full to the point where I'm out there doing shows, touring, going crazy. I also plan to open up an actual company of my own kind of that's going to be dancing and music, and I'll probably end up opening up the first place out in Vegas. So, well, some people think that's like a huge goal for maybe a 25-year-old. I'll be 25 by then. But I guess in my head, it's very possible. I know the business side, so I want to get back to my city and make sure they're all taken care of.
Okay. All right. You want to get back in your city and make sure they're all taken care of. Nothing wrong with that. Do you write your own rhymes?
Do I what?
Do you write your own rhymes?
Yeah, I write all my own music. I don't have any writers or ghostwriters or nothing. Every song I've ever made has been me writing it. I also pre-engineer my own stuff and record it. I have a little bit of engineers and producers coming out a lot, so that's cool. But as far as writing, all comes from me.
It all comes for you. Okay. All right. Talented. I read in your bio that you have signed with a record company called Soulja Boys Record Company. So that's not what it's called. PTE/SODMG. Would you tell me what that stands for?
Yeah, it's PTE, which is Palm Tree Entertainment. And then you got SOD Money Gang, which is the SODMG. SOD is originally one that Soulja Boy got really huge with. So Soulja Boy is the top artist in that company. I mean, and you got the people that found John Brown and Ashley. So those are the two people that's like main of the company, and they support the heck out of me. And I love them a lot for all they do because they be promoting 7. And they found me through my personal manager, who's XMG. So they pretty much they found me by all my music, whatever, and stuff like that. We actually make a great team.
All right. So, as you know, and everybody probably listens, Soulja Boy has had phenomenal success as a hip-hop artist. Will you or Soulja Boy collaborate on a one day on a rhyme or a CD?
I've been me and him a collab. Right now, I know Soulja Boy is busy doing his own thing, as well as Soulja Boy's birthday is coming up too. So Soulja Boy's like at the end of this month, so he's gonna be doing his own little birthday bash. If y'all in the LA area, y'all should check it out. But I eventually think after he sees, you know, the grind of everything that I do, especially knowing that I'm one of the only Cali artists that's actually an SOD Money Gang, we'll probably hit something together.
Okay. All right. Positivity. All right. How does it feel to be a star on the rise? Or do you not think of yourself that way?
I honestly feel like I feel like I can never do enough. I mean, my job title, of course, is the artist, so I'm supposed to be the person that just writes, make sure I get it laid down, make sure I keep writing, keep doing my thing. I guess in my head, I'm trying to also do promotion and also find connections. And also, you know, for me, it's more of a full-time grind, so I'll make sure that I'm not just looking for somebody to come and take over everything and just let me sit back and chill. I'm trying to do as much work as I can. But it's getting different. I mean, you know, you got the people that want to work with you now and talk to you because you're doing big stuff. You have people that hate you and won't talk to you because you're doing better than them. So
I think
I'm going through, like, the small phases.
Okay, all right. You got some haters out there from what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We got a little more haters than I wanted at one point.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay, that goes with the success. So,
right.
Yeah. Are there any instruments that you play?
I will say in high school, more junior high, I played the drums, so I did that. Well, not really specific instruments to play anymore, no.
Okay. All right. What do your parents think about your rhyming and your new career? Did they want you to just go to college and graduate? I mean, what did they say when your parents or your family, when you told them that I want to do rhymes, I want to be a hip-hop artist, I want to be an artist, I want to be an entertainment? What did they say?
Well, the good thing about me is I come from a real supportive family. So they want me to succeed however I want to succeed. So when I came to doing music and dancing and everything that I did, they were always 100% like trying to watch me or go see or they were there and things like that. So when it came to college and things like that, I mean, I got to go to college. I was actually in LA and I could have went to, but it turned out that, you know, music is something I want to at least go hard as I can possible. So my whole family is supportable. Maybe my mom, my grandma, they support me probably the most out of everybody. Because I didn't have a dad. So, I mean, you got them pushing me as hard as they can. I even got a brother that does music and a sister that dances that supports the heck out of me.
Okay. All right. So your mom is your biggest supporter. Is that what you're saying? Your mom is one of your biggest supporters. You had a strong support system, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, how they take care of it.
They take care of it. Okay, all right. They give you that love.
yeah.
How that love and support. All right. How old were you when you first began rhyming?
Man, I want to say that I can't remember because I know I've been playing around for a long time. I want to say, I was like maybe 12 or 13 when I actually started trying to put together. And which actually during that time did not go good, by the way. But that's when I would like just do little poems and little rhymes and stuff like that, and try to rap over all the. Back then when I grew up, it was more gangster rap. So
more gangster rap.
I tried to be a little tough guy back then, but you know eventually I found where I was.
Okay, you found your niche. You found your own style.
I found my niche.
Yes. Yes. All right. Who are some of the acts that you have opened for? Who are some of the entertainers that you have opened for, our artists?
I opened for the Fanatics. They were one of them, so that's just one of the cool people. I opened up for Ray J. I opened up for Wally. We did open it up for Jason, which went a little bit weird, but nevertheless, we were in Fresno doing that. So I had a lot of good openings for people, just trying to do more major ones.
All right. Okay. So you've been around a while, even though you're young, you've been in the game a long time. Okay. All right. Was hip hop always your first choice as a career? Because I know I read that you played football in high school. So was this always the first choice, or did you want to be a pro football player or a college football player?
I already knew I was really good at football and basketball, but I already knew in the back of my head I would never commit to it long enough to try to do anything with it. I will say if there's any other, I guess, entertainment talent that I have that I could have, it was dancing. I was a really, really good back then, to the point where I was always dancing and always making up choreography shows and stuff like that. We were performing all out of town, so that was one thing I did secondary.
Okay. Are you recognized when you go places? Have people come up to you and ask for your autograph? I mean, you know, this new success. I mean, you've probably always been successful, but I'm just saying now that you signed with a record company and you would soon be releasing a record or a CD, are you recognized? Do people come up to you?
I mean, okay, and the biggest time for me, I guess, was when I went to Fresno from that Gaylord's Hooping Lounge. That was probably the biggest success recently, because when I went there, me and my voice performed. I got two dudes performing with me. They both danced while I pretty much rap. And we signed, I want to say, over 50 autographs that night.
Oh,
and that's actually on my YouTube channel. Yeah. Crazy that day.
Yes, I noticed with social media. Do you feel that all this would be possible without social media, do you think you would have come as far as you have without, you know, YouTube and all those great things on the internet?
I think, I mean, honestly, I think social media is really important. It's helped me because, I mean, I'm not in the direct city that you can just go search for talent in, or you can, you know, just go reach for artists. And I'm not from where somebody super huge just came out of my city, you know. So my goals and my accomplishments have all came from me online, talking to people posting music, you know, requesting music. I mean, all the promotion and stuff like that, a lot of it came from me, you know, trying to get out there and do it myself. So today, now that I've got an actual team behind me supporting me 100%, SOB, SMG, and PTE, I mean, everybody pushes us to that next level, and still, I feel like we need more.
Still. Okay. All right. Well, listening, we're going to go to break. Rezo Sway Gigs, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and talk to you some more, okay?
All right.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, I'm back. We had to take a break, had to pay some bills there. We have on the show, for those of you who are just tuning in, Rezo Sway Gigs. He's a hip-hop artist, and he's just signed this month with Soulja Boy Record Company. So let's get back to the interview. Now, we were talking about social media, helping you, you know, because you're not in the area, area where there's a lot of business or activity. I'm in a rural area also, so I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If I can give any advice to an artist, I'm not even just artists. I mean, any entertainment out there, you got to have your social media together. I mean, you ain't got to have, you know, Beaver followers, to have, like, you know, at least a consistent amount of people that actually give a damn what you're saying, or at least going to listen to you.
Okay. All right. You're very talented and very well spoken. You speak very intelligently. I'm complimenting you. do you see yourself owning, let's say, more than one record company and having other artists sign on with your record company, or do you just see yourself continuing as you are?
I think I will eventually have my own record company. Hopefully, eventually, with the people that I'm with right now, I can end up, you know, with them and making my own. And I think the first artist I probably would sign would have to be my own city. But I think I can actually learn a lot in this career and then eventually take care of people the same way people took care of me.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful that you want to take care and help people. You have over 41, when I looked on YouTube, I saw that you had over 41,000 plus YouTube views. And it's probably more than that by now. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. So what's next? Do you have a CD to be released soon? Any films that you're going to be in? Any videos? Hello? Hello? Looks like we've lost in, listeners. I'm going to give him a few minutes and see a couple of minutes and see if he'll come back on. Hello? I guess he lost his sound. Well, I'm going to go to a commercial, then I'm going to come back.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Hello, Rezo. Are you back?
I'm back. Sorry, everybody.
That's okay. That's all right. I just went to a commercial. No problem. That happens. So we went over your CD. Well, we're talking about your CD. When do you think your CD will be released?
It's all going by your miles on the vehicle.
For my pretty much my album. So what we're going to do is, before we do that, we're going to release another mixtape called About That Time 2. And this mixtape, we actually let everybody that listens to me pick the songs I'm going to do on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everybody that was involved with pretty much like saying, hey, Rezo, I think you should do this remix to this song, a remix to that song. All those people will get a shout out right before I start rapping on that track.
All right. So you're coming out with a mixtape. Are there any artists that you can mention that are on the mixtape, or is that confidential?
I got some that's confidential, but the one I can say that's going to be on it is one of them is she's actually signed to a label now. Her name is Jay Perry. She'll be on it, and she's a really popular on YouTube. You guys can check her out at Jay Perry. We got a lot of good features that we're trying to get. I mean, there's some that says yes, so we just got to make sure to lock them before I end up releasing that one. But
all right.
The album's going to be highly anticipated, so I think it's definitely going to be worth the wait.
All right. Well, we've got some callers on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm going to go to the phones. If you have any questions for Rezo, this would be the time to ask. Hello, caller? Do you have any question for Rezo? Sway Gigs? Are you just calling to listen? Okay. Try one more. Hello, caller? Do you have any question for Rezo?
Hello. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi. This is Rezo's aunt, Estella Sarr. I just want to tell him congratulations, and we're rooting for him, and we know that he's going to make it. So I just wanted to let him know that. Yeah.
Yes. So you hear this is your aunt.
I'm his aunt, Estella Sarr. He knows who I am, his number one fan.
Okay.
I just want to let him know we're rooting for him, and we give him much love from his family.
Thank you, Estella. Right. I love you.
You're welcome, and here's Deja.
Hello.
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 Hi,
this
hi,
is
Deja.
Sister, Deja. I just want to let my brother know that I'm very proud of him, and I'm so happy that he's striving for his dreams and not letting nobody stop him, because it's hard out here in this world when you're trying to make it as a rapper. But I have so much confidence and so belief in my brother, and just to see him getting interviewed and going on these shows and doing all these shows, it makes us proud here at my house and in my family. So I just want to let him know that we're so proud of him.
All right. That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys all.
Love you, too.
All right. Okay. So how does that make you feel? You have a strong support system.
Man, it makes you feel great. I almost give you the chills when you listen to your family that, you know, support you and they're for you 100%. I mean, I didn't even have to call them to remind them. They automatically seen that I was going to be on and they got on. So, I mean, I'm just excited to hear them. Even though my family, you know, you want more than your family to support you. You want all your friends to be there. You want all your, you know, people that never knew you to be there. But, I mean, it starts off with them, you know.
Yes, and you've made it. You do realize that, don't you?
I haven't felt it yet, but
I know you don't want to brag or anything like that. It may not have sunk in, but
yeah.
You're on your way. You're already known, but you're on your way to being a superstar. All right, I call
wait.
You a rising star.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. We're going to go back to the phones. We have some more callers.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Do you have any questions?
Brezo.
What's up?
Hey, it's Jake, bro.
What's going on, Jake?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say that, I mean, I'm proud of you from what you've been doing from the start. And I'm happy to be on the team with you, bro.
Thanks, bro. Much love for calling in.
Of course, man.
I'm here with y'all 100%, man.
Of course.
All right.
By the way, Angela, this is Rezo's best friend, Jake. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Jake?
All right. I'll let you get back to your radio interview, Rez. I was just calling in to, you know, show you some love.
Much love, bro.
Some love. Okay. All right.
All right, then, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So you've got friends and you've got family showing love, and so that just really just shows, like I was saying before, you have a strong support system. Will you be performing at next? I mean, where can our listeners go to buy tickets or to see you?
Actually, a good show that's coming up right now is going to be I think I'm performing there. I can't say 100%, but it's going to be a Next to Blow event that SOD is throwing. That's going to be in St. Louis. So I'll actually be in St. Louis August 31st. And that'll be a really good look because there'll be a whole bunch of artists there trying to perform for their, you know, their shot with SOD or whatever company might be trying to pick them up. And, of course, I'll be there with my team and support system and then hopefully rep the stage.
All right. Okay. So
I guess you ought to invite me to Florida.
You want me to invite you to Florida?
I'm waiting for that invite. So I'll go do a show.
You waiting to invite to perform here, huh? Well,
yeah, I'm waiting.
South Florida is real good. I'm in Northwest Florida, but there are places in South Florida that are real good to perform in.
Well, I can't wait to go out there one day.
Yeah. Okay. Visit Florida. All right. So, we've talked about your upcoming mixtape and things like that. So, how does it make you feel to know that everybody is listening to you? Everybody knows that you made it.
It feels good. It's like a it's almost like a bittersweet with a little more sweet because, you know, I mean, there's people that won't accept the fact that I made it, you know. I mean, out of all the hard work.
Well, you're not
you know,
supposed to concentrate
that...
on that.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to concentrate on that.
Well, the positives of it is the fact that, I mean, I feel great. I feel like, you know, now I'm just trying to figure out every move that I'm going to make or at least how many moves I can make while I'm young. Because, of course, I mean, I know I'm only 20 years old, but I guess I think like I'm 27. You know, I'm trying to do as much as I can and be all that I can, you know, in the short amount of time that we have. Because, you know, life's not promised.
Oh, okay. All right. Well spoken. Well, I guess that's going to just about end the interview. I thank you, Rezo, for being a guest on the show. I wish you continued success in your career.
Thank you very much. And just to let everybody know, they can listen to me on social media. You can find me at IAMREZO, IAMREZZO. And they can pretty much look at me anywhere online.
All right. Well, thank you. Somebody had a phone ringing. Okay. Well, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, and hopefully to talk with you guys more soon.
All right. Yes, you're more than welcome to come back to Show Talk with Angela Butler. It's been nice interviewing you.
Thank you. See you guys soon.
All right. All right, listeners, you just got through listening to Rezo Sway Giggs. He is signed to Soulja Boy's record company, so be on the lookout for him. He's coming out with a mixtape. He said something about St. Louis perhaps performing there. He wasn't 100% certain. So it's been a short interview, but it's been a good interview. You know, there should be more. I'm glad to see a 20-year-old that is doing so well because the media portrays young people in a negative way. So it's great to see a 20-year-old young man doing so well for himself. I mean, that's positivity, and we need to see more of that in the media, mainstream media, not just online media, but mainstream media. And once again, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I hope you all can stay cool, and I'll see you back tomorrow at the same time. Have a good night.